Dad, we as kids obviously did a lot of travelling with you and Mum to various parts of the country. The first question I got, I suppose, is what was your motivation and the driving force for you with respect to us doing that when we were growing up?
I think my motivation for our road trips was to show my kids Australia. From the time that I was very young, about six, we travelled Oz, and I was involved with Nan travelling to Lascelles by train to visit Auntie Jean. The trip took about 4 days, and we changed trains at Kalgoorlie and Port Augusta because of the varying rail gauges. Pop was also involved with Uncle Harry taking me to Lake Ballard, just north of Menzies, to look for gold.
So when it came time for you and Mum to take us kids on this on the trips that we did, I mean, what were you hoping for us to see and to get out of that experience?
I think that we wanted to expose you to what Australia was all about, the different lifestyles, the way other people in Australia lived, the isolation of some communities, and probably to give you a grounded view of what Australia was all about.
And it's one of those sort of perpetual questions, I suppose. Was for you and for Mum, was it more about the journey or was it more about the destination?
Oh, I think it was more about the journey. I think we probably miscalculated with Christine to some extent, because we weren't aware of her views on what we were doing. But by and large, we hoped that it would put you in good stead in terms of future travel.
So was there any circumstances or situations or places that really stand out for you when we were doing the travelling? Was there anything that you thought was quite special?
Well, I think that when we went to the Oodnadatta track.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was probably the most
boggling.
Challenging. Yeah. I was one day I was really quite ill at
William Creek.
And then it was, I think we did 14,000 kilometres in about 14 weeks in a Toyota commuter bus with a cargo's caravanette. And I think every day putting up the tent and putting it down again, and then travelling and going on was probably one of the biggest trips that we'd done.
It's certainly, from my memory, I remember being sold a bit of a lemon, and I think Mum told us that we'd have Kentucky Fried Chicken and that in the daddy because it had been such a difficult drive, and then we got there and realised, of course, very quickly that there was nothing like Kentucky Fried Chicken there. And then I think we were promised an ice cream, and we went to the general store, and the freezer was literally a solid mass of ice with this food in it that looked like it'd been in for about 10 years. So I get Chris's possibly somewhat traumatised by some of those experiences, but certainly for me, I'll always remember them. I think they were, as you say, they were very, very useful and beneficial, and probably gave certainly me and I think all the kids in later life the drive and the motivation to, as you say, to expand our horizons even further in Australia and to, you know, to travel internationally as well, like as we've all done, and Tracy still is.
Yeah, I think Oodnadatta was sort of a place that needed to be seen. I can remember going and pulling up at a service station which had a petrol bowser, and I went in, and the garage door was open, so I went in, and I just said to the guy, you know, can I have some petrol? And he said, well, you can only get petrol down there, pointing to the general store. And he said, he followed that up by saying, I used to sell petrol, but the hose fell off, and I never replaced it.